Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? I like to shout for joy that what the fruits of salvation has done on us are great. I can say it has shaken heaven and earth and the whole universe. We shall shout for joy for the Lord. He has cried out, "It is finished," on the cross. He has won a stunning victory. He has defeated the devil and overcome the world. He has declared, "It's finished," on the cross. He has accomplished the salvation. The Lord's love dream will be accomplished. It is right for us to shout for joy. His victory benefits us as well. Our lives has been enhanced gloriously. No longer we are the slave of sin. We have won the victory with the Lord. We are the winners as well. We shall shout for joy, for we are the winners. Hallelujah! So I'd like to sing a hymn with you. Is in God's family hymnal, the 17th, Psalm 36. How glorious the victory of the cross! We will sing the first and the second stanzas.
Glorious victory of the cross, the impossible he did. Our iniquities he bore. He was crushed and bruised by God. He endured great agony, overcame Satan the world. It is finished, he proclaimed. God's love dream has been fulfilled. Glorious victory of the cross, it has stunned the universe. Darkness fell upon the land. Said a thief, "Remember me." Hark, the veil was torn in two. The earth shook, the rocks were split. Oh, the saints rose from the dead. God and Christ are glorified. Trinity God dwells in my heart. Glorious victory of the cross. The new covenant you have made. The new creature's born of God. Father's clearest child am I. I'm the perfect ultimate. An eternal match to Christ. God's household has appeared. God's love dream has been fulfilled.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verse 23 to 36. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. We have reached Gospel according to John chapter 12. As we know, the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead in the Gospel according to John chapter 11. The impact and the influence were so great when it came to chapter 12, because the Jews had different opinions at that time. Many Jews went away and believed in Jesus because of the resurrection of Lazarus. You can refer to verse 11 in this chapter. Because an account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. There are altogether 21 chapters in a Gospel according to John. The next 10 chapters in the Bible are very crucial. It is because those were the last days of the Lord Jesus on earth. That is to say, the last 6 days before the crucifixion, including the day of the crucifixion. They were altogether the last 7 days of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus written in these 10 chapters. The Lord Jesus saved you and me. He persevered for us to the end. He also knew well that the love dream of Abba would be accomplished gloriously. Therefore, the Lord Jesus regarded these 7 days as his glorious moment. I'm very grateful to the Lord. He found it treasurable to gain us. He was so grateful to Abba for being able to be crucified for us. He regarded the crucifixion as an honor given to him by God. I was deeply moved. The Bible here mentioned the last time the Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem. In chapter 12, verse 1 mentioned, 6 days before the Passover. Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus has raised from the dead. In fact, there was some time after between the Gospel according to John chapter 11 to chapter 12. The Lord Jesus came to Ephraim for some time after he raised Lazarus from the dead. We don't even know how long it had been. Then he returned to Bethany. That is what we read in verse 1. Starting from this day, which was 7 days before the Lord's crucifixion, Bethany was not far from Jerusalem. I believe that Bethany was the resting place of the Lord Jesus in the last few days. He entered Jerusalem daily, and he returned to Bethany to lay over. The Lord treasured Bethany, for there were his beloved there, as well as Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, who loved him. This was the last time for the Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem. It was written in 4 books of Gospel. But the key points which were written were not the same. Matthew focused on the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple. Mark focused on the teaching of the Lord Jesus in the temple. As for Luke, we see the lamentation of the Lord Jesus for Jerusalem. And for John focused on the time of the Son of Man be glorified. There are a total of 11 chapters in the Bible from the Gospel according to John chapter 12 to chapter 22. Apart from the first 10 chapters, which is chapter 12 to chapter 21, mentioned the last 7 days of the Lord, and chapter 22 mentioned the resurrection of the Lord. Hence, I can say that these 11 chapters of the Bible are about the glory of the Lord Jesus. We just read verse 23 to verse 36. The Lord Jesus said in verse 22 that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Yet, under what circumstances did he say that? The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Firstly, let's take a look at what the Gospel according to John chapter 12 was about. Verse 1 to 8 mentioned that when someone gave a dinner for the Lord Jesus in Bethany, Mary anointed him with ointment. It has shown he was glorified among those who loved him. The house was filled with fragrance. Many Jews believe in Jesus because of the resurrection of Lazarus from verse 9 to verse 11. However, there were also some Jews, especially the chief priests, who planned to kill Lazarus as well. Why? For the testimony of Lazarus' resurrection was fairly awesome and influential. He who was alive was already a huge glory to the Lord. Thus, it was time for the Lord Jesus to be glorified from verse 1 to verse 11. He was glorified through the church, through the people who loved him, and through the people who bore witness for him. Thus, the Lord Jesus was greatly glorified. And from verse 12 to verse 19 was about the Lord sitting on a donkey when coming to Jerusalem. He was welcomed by the large crowd. The prophecy in the Bible were fulfilled, and it has shown that the Lord Jesus was glorified among the Israelites. Next, in verse 20 to verse 22 mention, there were certain Greeks wished to see Jesus. Wow, what did that mean? The Lord Jesus was glorified among the Gentiles. And at this time, the Lord Jesus said in verse 23, "The hour has come for the Son of Man should be glorified." Thus, there are verse 23 to verse 36, which I chose to share with you. The Lord Jesus told the parable of a grain of wheat falling into the earth. It mentioned the Lord Jesus facing death for us. When he was lifted up, he drew all people to himself and was glorified. Yet, this glory was expressed in a way which was out of the imagination of men. In fact, it was gaining the glory through death. A grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies. It bears much fruit. He gained the glory through death. The Lord gave up his life in order more people could have life. In addition, through death, the Lord might destroy the one who has the power of death. That is the devil. He was lifted up to draw all people to himself and deliver them from the hand of the enemies. He defeated the devil on the cross. It was the time he was glorified as well. What's more, the Lord Jesus also glorified Abba through death. He has revealed the heart and the love of Abba. The Lord has glorified Abba greatly by obedience unto death. It was the honor for the Lord Jesus to give himself on the cross for the will and love dream of the Father. Hence, he regarded that moment was as his glorious moment. And the end of this chapter, in verse 37 to 50, mentioned the unbelief of man. Man refused to believe in him, though the Lord Jesus has done so many signs before them. In verse 37 mentioned, they still did not believe in him. Since I have roughly told you the content in the Gospel according to John chapter 12, I hope you can read through verse 1 to verse 50. Due to time constraints, I'm going to share with you some of my impressions from reading verse 23 to verse 36. Firstly, the Lord Jesus said in verse 23, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." As you all know, the word glory is very important in the Gospel according to John. But the glory which we can imagine is nothing else but the praise from others. For instance, you're very wealthy. You're doing good in class and talent. Maybe you're dressed as handsome or beautiful. However, this kind of glory is very different from the glory mentioned in the Gospel according to John. When it was written, "You're glorified" in the Bible, very often that was when you were humiliated by the people in the world. You see, the three friends of Daniel himself, they received glory in the lion's den and in the fiery furnace, as well as the presence of God was with them. Besides, Stephen was glorified when people stoned him. Brothers and sisters, what kind of glory are we pursuing? Are they medals or praise from people in the world? These are not the real honors nor eternal glory. What we want is the glory that God gives us. It is the praise of God and His presence which are the most treasurable honors. Very often, we will gain this glory through your faith, your love for God, and your sufferings. It's not about how talented or knowledgeable you are on earth. Brothers and sisters, the hour has come for the Lord Jesus to be glorified. It is the Lord Jesus who manifests His faith and His love in Abba through suffering. The Lord Jesus was glorified. Yes, the Lord Jesus was glorified to perform the signs. Yet, isn't it the greater glory for the victory of the Lord Jesus on the cross and He defeated the devil and fulfilled the love dream of God? Even the angels long to look when the Lord Jesus accomplished salvation. The angels saw the Son of God becoming a man and being crucified on the cross. They must be very shocked, for they discovered that the love of God was very awesome. Brothers and sisters, this was how the Lord was glorified. We shall imitate the Lord. We shall be proud of being suffering for the Lord. Just like Brother Paul said, this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Thus, we shall not just think about what we see. Paul said, we look not to the things that are seen. Then, what shall we look to? He said to look to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. It is not only about we will go to heaven in the future. The most precious thing who we cannot see is the Lord. We can face misery and all kinds of adversities. Who we need most is to have the Lord, to enjoy the presence of the Lord and be close to Him always. All afflictions will become momentary and light. All things are not that important. Is the Lord the glory you're pursuing? In addition, one of the most precious things in this verse is that the Lord Jesus addressed Himself the Son of Man. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. He was not talking about the hour that has come for the Christ to be glorified, nor did He say that the hour has come for the Son of God to be glorified. The Lord Jesus experienced many hardships when He became a man. He was humiliated and tormented in flesh. He had a body like you and me. He had physical sensations and limitations. Yet, the Lord trusts in God to overcome. It's so precious that the Lord is a man, a real man indeed. He has shown us that we all can be glorified. We are to be glorified by trusting in God. And the Lord Jesus told a parable. It's like a grain of wheat falling into the earth and dies. It bears much fruit. It is the glory of the Lord. I wonder if any of you have seen wheat? Do you know when wheat is the most beautiful? Not a grain of wheat. You won't be able to see when a grain of wheat is in the soil. Only when it grows up and the branches of wheat grow on the field that is filled with grains of wheat. If it is explode under the sun or at dusk and sunset, if you take a look at those wheat fields, I've seen it in India, and they were so beautiful. I think that is when the wheat was the most beautiful. No wonder the Lord Jesus used a grain of wheat bearing much fruit. As a metaphorical interpretation that the hour has come for Him to be glorified. Although the Lord Jesus faced humiliation and death, it was the beginning of His glory. And His death of the cross was the pinnacle of glory. The Lord brought much fruit through His death, in order we are born again and have life, and even we became the children of God. And now there are more heirs of God who reign with the Lord, to inherit all things and enjoy the love of Abba. This is what is written in the letter to Hebrews chapter 2. The Lord Jesus brings many sons to glory. Hence, we need to understand the meaning of the hour has come for Him to be glorified. What He fought was not Himself. In fact, He fought about Abba and the will of Abba to be accomplished. He also fought of us to be able to return home and enjoy Abba. And he also fought of our eternal happiness in the future. Hence, he was willing to be crucified. He was more than happy to die for us, for we were the joy before him when he was glorified. Truly, my heart was touched. Another reminder of a grain of wheat falling into the earth and die, that we shall imitate the Lord. Deny ourselves to take up our cross and follow the Lord. And these are also the most glorious moments in our life, for we can offer ourselves for the Lord and for His will. And the Lord has needs of us joyously. What an honor! Thus, may all of us like this grain of wheat that falls into the earth and dies, and bears much fruit. Let us be the satisfaction of the hearts of Abba and the Lord, and accomplish the church. After Jesus tells the parable of the grain of wheat, he has expressed his determination to die for us. The response of Abba is written from verse 27 to verse 29. It was so sweet in the heart of Abba, for the Lord was fully submission to Abba. He thought about the Father's business. He had no intention of his own and was willing to sacrifice himself, like a grain of wheat in the earth. Abba was glorified because of the Lord. The heart of Abba was so happy. Thus, Abba had a voice from heaven speaking to the Lord once again. Abba voiced out personally to glorify the Lord at that moment. Hence, this is the second reason why the Lord said that the hour to be glorified has come. In verse 28 mentioned, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Do you know how many times Abba has spoken from heaven? That's right. It was the third time. Every time Abba spoke in heaven was meaningful. When the Lord Jesus was baptized, was the first time. Abba said, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The second time was the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus on the mountain. What an honor. Abba also said, This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And the third time is when the Lord Jesus mentioned being glorified. That is this time. The third time Abba spoke to Jesus from heaven was about the death of the Lord Jesus. It has shown that the Lord was fully submissive to God, and Abba spoke to the Lord to express his support for the Lord. Abba said, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. That means it is more glorious ahead. Does that mean the Father encouraged the Lord Jesus to move forward? He encouraged the Lord Jesus to be more glorious for being crucified. It's like a picture. Abba liked to encourage his son. The son was running on the spot fields, ready to sprint. The father was standing on the platform and cried out loud, You're almost there, son. I deeply feel that Abba and the Lord have the deepest affection of the father and son. When the Lord Jesus was feeling sorrow and in agony, Abba was with him closely. As we read verse 27 before, Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come at this hour. Abba responds to the Lord and encourage him in verse 28. And the crowd who was standing there heard. Some people said that it has thundered. Others said an angel has spoken to him. No matter what, those who were present heard a voice coming from heaven. The voice confirmed that the Lord Jesus was going to the cross. It was certain that his death brought salvation to men. At last, the Lord Jesus said that he would be lifted up and drew all people to him. It was told how he would die and he would be glorified at last, to draw all people to him. The hearts of all people will go to him. Thus, brothers and sisters, the third meaning of Jesus said that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified is that he would gain our hearts. He regarded his glory is to win our hearts. Brothers and sisters, I hope that we will all dedicate our hearts to him. This is the greatest glory and greatest joy of the Lord. The most glorious things for him is to receive what Father likes to give him, to gain you and me. Well, brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I really like to be quiet and enjoy the heart of the Lord to me. Truly, I wish to have time to respond to his love. And now is your personal time to be with the Lord face to face, spending as much time as possible to draw close to him, enjoying him and responding your love to him. Remember, this is the most precious moment. Don't just listen to my sharing. The most crucial is for you to hear what the Lord speaks to you. May the Lord bless you.